Hi, this is Russ. We're getting ready to start in another session of the course, Charismatic Gifts, or the Powers of God. Now, listen, as you've been going through this, you've been seeing that we have gone through definitions of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. At this point, as we go through all the other gift listings and definitions, we will do a separate MP3. Can it be anywhere from 20 minutes long to 45 minutes long? For each of the gifts, so that you'll have that separate. And the first one is the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom. The charismatic gift of the word of wisdom. Now, listen, we all need wisdom. No question about that. And let me just give a definition of this as we begin. We will do the word of wisdom, a separate one on the word of knowledge, on the gift of faith, gift of healings, gift of helps, gift of ministration, gift of miraculous powers, gift of prophecy, gift of discerning spirits, gift of tongues, and interpretation tongues. Now, this is all for session number 7 under definitions. Each one of these will have its own MP3, and there's just basic notes. The notes are going to go like this: defined, good use, in the flesh, and counterfeit. And along with the, again, the prayer, the desire, the eagerness that we all receive giftings. As I've said before, and I hope that you see this, that when many believers walking in the fullness of the Spirit of God, living by the, you know, in that love of Christ, operating spiritual gifts, listen, there is a lot of grace, supernatural working, Holy Spirit operating through believers when churches, so I encourage all pastors and leaders, equip the saints with all these giftings, all believers eagerly seek and desire. We've already gone over the fact that God wills it, and it is a supernatural operating work of the Lord by the Holy Spirit, and it involves grace and blessing and help and for the common good, for the profit. The profiting, the benefiting of the body of Christ, of people. People benefit when a word of wisdom is given. So, in this one simple gifting, the word of wisdom. Now, this is from the Logos of Sophias. The Logos of Sophias. Sophia, or Sophias, is simply the word that refers to, well, someone say, wisdom. It's where modern day we get the word philosophy would come be used in the context of this. But the idea of wisdom, Sophia, and this is the word of Sophia, or the message of Sophia. Now, it's very important that we understand what we mean by a, because logos is like, again, a word or a message. What this means is that some in the body of Christ, and I will say many maybe, are given the charismatic gift of the message of a word of wisdom. It is a sense of an immediate Holy Spirit given word or message of wisdom, of Sophia. Now, the idea here is that it is a word that brings a solution. There might be somebody in the area of counseling that they're seeking counsel, and they need to work out something. Maybe it's a couple working out something, or it deals in difference from the word of knowledge, where the word of knowledge is this immediate information that you didn't have before, given by the Spirit of God. Now, this is also, again, immediate information or wisdom given by the Spirit of God, which would not come otherwise. Now, we're supposed to, according to the book of Proverbs, seek wisdom. And again, really being versed with wisdom. And I think that people that have this gift may really look to the book of Proverbs and really, you know, discover wisdom. And you can also then go to James chapter 1. Now, it talks about, in James chapter 1, about having difficulties, troubles, trials, that we're to count it pure joy whenever we face trials of many kinds. Why? because we know that the testing of our faith will produce something. It's going to produce perseverance, and perseverance as we keep, you know, walking with the Lord and standing strong and being strong in the Lord. It's going to produce a maturity within us. Instead of weaknesses and whining and crying constantly and failing, we can become stronger as we hold the line and even push forward. So count it pure joy when you face trials. That means pressures and troubles. Now here's the great news. In the midst of pressures and troubles, when you're standing in the Lord, we can come and ask God for wisdom. We're encouraged to come and ask God for wisdom. And that wisdom to give us an insight to the difficulty, or how to handle the difficulty, where the difficulty is coming from, why it's here. It's the idea of how to solve, how to practically work out something. And we are told that we can come. Now, the Word of God teaches that we must come in faith, that God gives generously, and wisdom is needed. And God gives generously this wisdom that is needed, you know, without finding any fault. So in the midst of difficulties and troubles and problems, we can seek the Lord on our own and get wisdom. The Holy Spirit can take us to a certain passage of Scripture. The Holy Spirit can speak to us and remind us of, you know, and just speak a word inside of us. Or we might be praying with somebody and they have the gift of wisdom, the charismatic gift of wisdom. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit gives them an answer for us, gives us a sentence, or leads with that sentence us to a scripture that solves how to respond, how to do something, how to work something out. So when people are perplexed, we need wisdom. And every believer can go to God and ask for wisdom. But I think that in the midst of counseling, I think that when altar counselors up front in church, when people come down, this is a great gift to have. Pastors and leaders and others and many in the body of Christ can have this gift. When someone comes up and says, I have this concern and this trouble and this problem in my life, I don't know what to do with it. Well, again, Proverbs talks about, you know, a wisdom that we can seek, and we grow and we learn how to be wise, how to gain the wisdom of God, how to gain that insight in how to live, how to deal with things, how to do things in life. God gives us that. But sometimes when we're perplexed, or we have trouble, or we have something that we cannot, I mean, we can, you've heard people having a, you know, a brainstorming session to work something out. Well, this can involve, you know, all of your own biblical knowledge and brainstorming on wisdom on how to work something out. But you may be seeking the Lord for a word of wisdom to answer the question to a difficulty. So simply, you may get that on your own, as James tells us, as the Holy Spirit calls us, especially in difficulties. And this is what the good thing about, you know, persevering in the Lord and growing and becoming stronger than ever. That if we're going to see, you know, some people in the midst of difficulties will get depressed, slip backwards, become passive, and not even pray or seek the Lord, and nothing occurs till they can't stand it, and then they have to do something. See, what I've always learned is in the midst of difficulty, in the midst of great pressure, when I'm even very, very tired and there's a big decision that needs to be made, I will wait till I have a sense of the Holy Spirit give me a verse of Scripture or a word, or just simply the Spirit of God speaking to me wisdom on which direction to take. And I have found that God has done that for me directly, but I also found in counseling others, in their difficulties, with the Word of God opened, that the Holy Spirit can give an immediate, simple answer or solution, excuse me, to a difficulty that someone or a couple or a couple of people are having. I've seen this happen even in a church when a group of believers was seeking the Lord for what to do. And when the Word of wisdom comes, it's almost like the light clicks on. It's all of a sudden instantly an answer, instantly someone can speak, stand up and speak a sentence and say, wow, this is what I feel the Lord has just shown me, and give a word of wisdom that gives direction, that answers a difficulty, that gives reason to something. And when it comes from the Spirit of God, it's the peace of God is with this wisdom. As a matter of fact, I like looking up James. If you look up James chapter 3, it'll talk about two kinds of wisdom. It'll question in verse 13, chapter 3, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such, quote, wisdom, unquote, does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil. For where you have envy, selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. So there could be a wisdom, a working out, an action based on fleshly or even from the devil. Wherever you find a harboring of bitter envy, selfish ambition, you find disorder in every evil practice. So the wisdom that would guide such practice and activity and decision, that would be coming not from God. That's evidence where there's harboring of bitter envy and selfish ambition, and where you find disorder in every evil practice, here you're going to find a dark wisdom that is earthly or of the fallen nature, unspiritual, and of the devil. In contrast to that, here's what verse 17 goes on to say. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, good fruit, impartial, and sincere. Peacemakers, which is connected to getting this wisdom, who sow in peace, raise a harvest of righteousness. So that's what's vital in the context where you're seeing conflict and bitterness and envy and all these things. The information that guides people in bitterness and selfish ambition and all that doesn't come from God. But when the Holy Spirit gives from the Word of God, or to you who are seeking direct wisdom from God, or a charismatic word of wisdom, if it's coming from heaven, as it says in James 3:17, it's pure, meaning it's unadulterated from anything else, any mixture of lies and of the devil or the flesh. It's coming from God direct. It is pure of His truth. And it's peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, good, and good fruit, impartial and sincere. It brings a benefit. That's why I think that not only should we study the Word for wisdom, study Proverbs for wisdom, study that, but even in James, seek wisdom when you're in difficulties. Seek to grow. I mean, here's what I believe. In the midst of difficulty, if you go forward and begin to praise God and worship God, scour the scriptures for God to speak to you, look to the Lord in His presence for whatever it is He's going to speak to you. If it is a difficulty you don't know how to solve, if it is a difficulty you don't know why it's there, if it's a difficulty in which you need to make a decision, seek the Lord for a word of wisdom. And again, I'll say, according to James 1, it can come direct to you by the Holy Spirit. It can come to you from others that you're praying with. If you have the gift, the charismatic gift of the word of wisdom, dwelling within you, then you'll get used to when people are coming to you, all of a sudden as you're praying with them, talking to them, thinking of scripture, boom, instantly, the light comes on. A Holy Spirit-given word of wisdom. It might be a sentence long. It might be a paragraph. Now, here's a couple of things. If the Holy Spirit gives you a sentence or even a paragraph to speak to somebody, I had one man a great world-renowned evangelist named Nikki Cruz. I was in a great difficulty of needing to make a big decision. And Nikki Cruz, all of a sudden, it's like the Spirit of God just moved him. Now, he gave me a word of knowledge. He gave me other things. But in the midst of it also, he gave me a word of wisdom. I want you to know that it was like 10 minutes worth. And I don't want to just say advice. It was the charismatic word of advice, of instruction, but wisdom. How to go about things. What to do. Now, it's things that I prayed about, things that I was waiting on the Lord for. I didn't act until I got that. Matter of fact, I was seeking the Lord. But all of a sudden, a dear brother, led by the Spirit of God, who had this gift of the word of wisdom, instantly gave me a Holy Spirit, not only a sentence or two, but kind of an instruction within a paragraph of information that led me of what not to do, what to do, and when to do it. And let me tell you something, it brought not only the instantaneous confirmation, instantaneous solving. I didn't have to ask for the leading or seeking the wisdom any longer. I got it. And I went ahead and implemented what it is that I got. Now, let me say again, the good use of the charismatic word of wisdom would be this, that when somebody's praying for you or somebody gives you, or you know, some people go up to church and get a prayer from the pastor, and the pastor gives you, all of a sudden looks and gives you, led by the Holy Spirit, and listen, I normally feel the Holy Spirit in this. Whenever gifts are used, and I would say in the experience of the gifts inside of me, when all of a sudden the Lord gives me a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge for somebody, I sense the peaceful, beautiful presence of the Holy Spirit, the Lord. I take it from the Lord, and then I give it to the individual. And if it's coming from the Holy Spirit that very moment, if it is a clear Holy Spirit-given word of wisdom, then it will carry the presence and impact of the Holy Spirit to that person. So that when I've been the recipient of someone giving me a word of wisdom, and it's truly good, coming from the Lord, used rightly, I will see it kind of come into them, the person, you know, that's going to give it to, and then come out of them to me, and then when it comes to me, wow, it carries the very presence of the Lord. There's beauty in it, there's peace in it. It seems as though when a word of wisdom comes, a sense of solving the issue all of a sudden strikes. Now, there was a church one time we were a part of, and we were all praying for an answer about something, and nobody can come up. And all of a sudden, someone, it's like you could see a light came on, and they spoke a couple of sentences. Everybody felt it came from the Lord. It was exactly what would solve the issue and bring the church to a decision that led fruitfully and peacefully and wonderfully, and everybody enjoyed it, and everybody knew that was God leading. Now, let me say that I think that any believer that gets in the flesh, in the sin nature, they're backslidden or whatever, and they want to try to use this gift, if they just try to say, you know, an insight from their own head, you know, oh, here, I think the Lord wants me to tell you, you know, this is what I did, so you need to do it, and you don't feel the impact of the Spirit of God. You don't feel the beauty and peace of the Spirit of God. It doesn't seem to fit the situation. And even if you kind of did what they said, it doesn't solve the issue. A word given wrongly in the flesh, someone who's not, you know, just gives an opinion instead of a real Holy Spirit given word of wisdom. Sometimes when they have to give an opinion in the fleshliness and they speak before they've been led by the Holy Spirit, they have to explain, and a lot of words, a lot of things put into it. Whereas when it's the charismatic word of wisdom, it's a simple sentence or a paragraph or, you know, again, the Holy Spirit given wisdom and explanation and understanding that very clearly corresponds with the Word of God. And the person, and here's what I like to do. Whenever I give a word of knowledge or word of wisdom to somebody, I've always prayed and I always want a scripture to go along with that. I'll ask, you know, as I'm praying with somebody, whether at an altar, at a meeting, in a counseling situation, I'll see people going through something and all of a sudden the Lord will give me a word. I'll get an email from somebody telling me about a difficulty and I'm going to ask the Lord, the Holy Spirit, for a scripture and things to give to them. And I'll ask the Lord for a word of wisdom. That's one of the giftings that's inside. And so I'm familiar with that gift. I'm familiar with it being used. I'm familiar with being the recipient of good use. I will say this, that I've heard some try to give an opinion in the flesh that didn't carry the Spirit's presence, didn't solve the, you know, the issue, didn't come with peace. And even if I would have put it into practice, it wouldn't have been the answer. So all I can tell you is what I've experienced on an experiential level over all these years is that when a word of wisdom given by the Holy Spirit in an immediate setting, you know, a setting where there's an immediate word, it seems like, wow, it's the square block fitting into the square, you know, and you don't have to force anything. And even when God gave wisdom that involves direction at times, it involves an answer at times. It involves giving instruction of what to do, what not to do. I love in this Isaiah 48, verse 17 and down, you can read this there, that when God says, I am the Lord your God, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, who teaches you what is best and leads you in the way you should go. Now, that's part of what the word of wisdom is all about, giving you the best. Where could you find something better than a sentence or a paragraph or you know, instruction coming direct, God the Holy Spirit, to where you could quote the word of wisdom given to you? Those who have this gift and feel they have this gift should be praying for clear confirmation. And when you find yourself in the midst of counseling or listening to somebody's discussion, and all of a sudden, an instantaneous word of wisdom pops into your heart, spirit, mind, and you know you got to give that. You know you got to share that. Don't be afraid. Go ahead and share that word of wisdom. It might be God giving you a word that answers somebody's difficulty, that gives insight to somebody's, you know, trials, that allows them to make a decision or not keep from going a certain way. So that's why I want to say that I think this is a great, great working of the Lord, primarily because God wants us to have wisdom overall for life and living life, that we are told that we can seek the Lord because he's generous in giving wisdom. If we simply seek him and ask in faith, we will get this generous insight, wisdom, answer, direction from the Lord. Or it could be, and I generally find this, if you have the word gift of the word of wisdom, you don't use it on yourself. You might be dependent on somebody else to say, hey, pray with me about this and see what the Lord shows you. And if it's a word of wisdom, it involves, again, direction, insight, answering something. It's like having the best of information to solve a situation. Now, the word of knowledge is a little bit different, so let me give a contrast. When the Holy Spirit gives an immediate word of knowledge, what it is information you couldn't acquire any other way. It's not biblical knowledge like some of the others taught years ago that, oh, the gift of the word of knowledge means you have a lot of biblical knowledge. No, you should have a lot of biblical knowledge. It's packed with knowledge. But the word of knowledge is having an instantaneous piece of information that you would have otherwise, you know, not had. Now, I'll explain this in the next MP3 when we focus on that, but it's different. Word of wisdom comes as an instant Holy Spirit-given piece of a sentence or paragraph that solves issues, gives an answer, gives direction, brings peace, and so forth. Whereas contrast to the word of knowledge, it's knowledge is just a piece of information. It might be a person talking to me about something, but all of a sudden the Holy Spirit gives a word of knowledge to me. And I look at them and say, well, here's what the Lord says. You're not telling me everything. It's this and this and this too. And they're like, oh, well, yes, that's true. How'd you know that? I've had people say that many times again and again. How'd you know that? Well, the Holy Spirit knows everything. And there's times when I'm dealing in a counseling situation and I feel like there's something more going on here. And I seek the Lord, and the Holy Spirit can give you a word of knowledge for a person. And that might involve, you know, again, as we'll explain in the next MP3 on that, giving them direct knowledge about something. Well, the word of wisdom is direct wisdom from the Holy Spirit. The good use is going to bring answers, instruction, release for making decision, help in a time of trouble. And it will have peace. It will have God's presence. It will have God's, even joy we found all over it. Now, in the flesh, we've already said people will try to give a piece of wisdom. You know, they just simply give a information, an opinion. An opinion is not the same thing. Somebody's listening to trouble and they have an opinion. Say, well, I would do this if I were you. Okay, well, thank you for your opinion. Not that that won't be good at times or if they give a scripture. I'm just saying in the flesh, though, it's an opinion that is wrong. Doesn't correspond to any scripture right away. Usually there's no scripture to come with that at all. In the flesh, there's no operating presence of the Holy Spirit, so you wouldn't foresee scripture to be used. Or maybe in the flesh, scripture's used wrongly, or you're trying to force something. Now, the other part of this is the counterfeit use. The counterfeit use, when demonic spirits, in 1 Timothy 4:1, counterfeit demonic spirits, they're called planos, meaning imposters or seducers. They will give demonic insight, demonic answers, demonic solving. And you find this with a lot of psychics and a lot of the New Age stuff, and where people are giving answers and so forth to people, and tarot card readings. Well, there can be an operating demonic work where real instantaneous direction comes. But we're talking about direction from a demonic presence. You never want the counterfeit. Anybody operating in some kind of supernatural wisdom giving, they're giving wisdom or they're giving understandings to people. You'll notice that they don't believe in Jesus. They're not born again. That things run contrary to the word of God. And the advice that led by the counterfeit or demonic spirit would move somebody further away from God. So it's important to understand that that can go on also. Again, I will emphasize in the end of this one on the word, the charismatic message of wisdom or word of wisdom, a sentence of wisdom. It has the idea of advice, but it answers a question. It gives understanding. It brings a solution. And you can get that in reading scripture in your life. You can get that, James chapter 1, when you have difficulty seeking the Lord, the Holy Spirit can speak to you direct or lead you to a particular scripture that answers, or from someone else in the body of Christ. And I would think if a church had 1,000 members, there'd be dozens of people that have the word of wisdom. A parent that might have this gifting could be praying for their child and have an immediate sense of a Holy Spirit, this wisdom to give in a classroom at church. And I find that it's great in the context of counsel and direction and people who are troubled. Doesn't tell them why the trouble is there. It tells them how to handle, how to respond. And it carries a Holy Spirit solving peace that answers and gives a conclusion so people can have direction. That is the charismatic word of wisdom. This is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net, in the course, The Powers of God or Charismatic Giftings. This is the one, the Word of Wisdom.